Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jump an open drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine, 'cause I'm the unknown stuntman that makes Eastwood look so fine.
Alternative, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, every weeknight from 10, except for next Tuesday. We've got the night off. We're going to Swindon to see half of XTC. 03444991000. 03444991000. Consider this show a blank canvas. We're kind of the facilitators, right? We're the conduits for you. We sit here and we just kind of talk, and we're basically filling until you phone up. You phone up, you then become the show and you dictate the direction of the show, and you can call in about stuff that we've spoken about or stuff that we spoke about 3 years ago or stuff that we haven't spoken about but that you think we really should speak about. Or just you want to phone up and just say, you know what, I've not spoken to anyone for 3 days and I would love to say hello. We can do all of that stuff. 0344 499 1000. Phone calls are free for most of you, pennies at most. You'll speak to Sam, who will take your name and number and give you a call straight back anyway. Come on, he can do anything. Don't swear. Don't libel someone. If you do, I got a dump button. It doesn't get broadcast. I'm the only person that hears it. Simple as that. 03444991000. Good evening, Lucy.
Hello.
Hello, Lucy. I like the name Lucy. One of my best friend's wife. I was going to say wives. One of my best friend's wife. Does that make sense? One of my best friend's wife is called Lucy. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound right. That sentence is not grammatically correct. One of my best friend's wife.
The wife of one of my best friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's right, but it just doesn't sound right.
No, it isn't. One of my best friend's wife. One of my best... Anyway, Lucy, one of my best friend's wife is called Lucy, and I've always thought, that's a great name. It's an overlooked name, isn't it?
Well, somewhat. From the age of three, my parents sat me down and listened to Sgt. Pepper's.
No.
From the age of three, I was listening to the vinyl and looking at the album cover and reading it. My father told me I was named after Lucille.
Well, here's the thing.
Diamonds.
You were named after a psychedelic
joy. He lied.
Oh, your dad was a liar?
But I knew every word of the whole album from the age of three.
By the way, if anyone has got a recording of a three-year-old singing anything from Sgt. Pepper's, God, I'd love to hear that. For about a week, it was in my sort of early 20s, I was very unconfident around women, and I would fancy women and I would not ask them out, or I would ask them out and then was too embarrassed to have sex with them, and so it wouldn't, like, all of this kind of stuff. So in one of those phases, I went out with a delightful young lady for about a week, 2 weeks. Her first name was Lola, a great name. Mm-hmm. And her initials, because her parents were hippies, were LSD. Those were her initials, man.
Right on.
And I remember once I went round to, this is, you know, when people are just starting to live, you know, I was living in London, I was getting housing benefit and living in London. And I went round to her house, you know, her apartment, her flat, and we were there kind of getting it on, or not, as the case may be. And then there was a knock at the door, and she went, yeah, come in. And this older woman popped her head around the door, and I said, oh, that was, she went. I said, oh, is that your flatmate? No, it's my mum. I was doing it in a house with her mum in there. Wow, no, that kind of stuff can screw you up, man. That'll screw you up. Anyway, Lucy, you've not called in to hear about my inability to make love as a younger man.
No, what? I have.
Oh, have you? Well, then there you go. That's the story. What have you got for us tonight, Luce?
Nothing really. I just wanted to say hello.
From
my summer house in my parents' garden, where it's freaking freezing.
Well, is it? She said freaking.
Yes.
She said, we're all good. Well, it's not summer, Lucy. What are you doing in the summer house? Well, it's not summer, you nut job.
I'm living in a tiny little house
so
in
when
the garden.
That's what I was going to say.
Berries, so there's, yes. freezing.
The summer house is at the back of the garden, is it?
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Having a cheeky spliff or something? You don't want Mum and Dad to know?
I wish. Now I've got a cheeky little Italian blush.
I don't know what that means. An
Italian... I don't know either. Tesco's finest.
Oh, well, what? You got wine? You got a little wine going on?
So I have three doggies.
You're rocking the wine in the summer house, even though it's freezing.
It's absolutely freezing. I've got my three dogs here.
Yeah.
And I've just imported them from India.
What?
Yeah.
How do you import a dog from India?
Oh, tell me about it. I was living there for 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
And working for NGOs, working for street dogs there.
Yeah.
And I rescued Lily, my beautiful mummy mouse.
Yeah.
She was 6 months old.
Wow.
I rescued her.
Yeah.
And she had five puppies. I should have sterilised her, but I didn't in time. She had five beautiful puppies, and then I had them for 5 months, and then I kept two of them.
Yeah.
And I rehomed the other three, and then I got trapped in India for 4 years. I overstayed my visa. I was illegal for years.
Hang on a minute.
I couldn't come home because I was so in love with my dog.
Hang on a minute. You got trapped. You weren't being held there against your will, were you?
No, against my will. I was so in love with my dogs, I couldn't come home, so I overstayed my visa.
You stayed in India 3 years longer than you should have done because you had dogs.
Four and a half years.
You're nuts. I like you. I'd be scared to meet you.
They're beautiful. They're really beautiful. And then so I got into... Then the cops caught up with me.
You don't want to get caught by the Indian cops. They're dodge pots.
Yes, but it worked in my favour because, them being so dodgy, I was able to be dodgy back, so I gave them loads of... backhanders.
Yeah, so it works.
To keep it quiet.
Yeah. So how much... Hang on. And this isn't racist. This is how it works. And I know it's exactly the same, if not worse, in Pakistan, where I worked for a long time. But So how much did you have to bribe the Indian police to let you stay there?
What happened was...
This is great.
They came to... And I was living in a really beautiful house.
Yeah.
And they came to my house a few times. And each time I was giving them, 10,000 rupees. Which is under £100, just to get them off my doorstep. And then they came back two or three times.
Of course they did. They had a found a sucker, yeah.
Mm. And then they... My passport had expired, so I couldn't even give them a passport. I couldn't give them anything. And actually, in India, you need, ID for everything.
Yeah.
Even Indian nationals do.
Yeah.
I couldn't give them anything at all, and I've got these three doggies barking at them as well. My beautiful three doggies.
So what was the crunch point then? What, after 4.5 years, was it you that decided to leave, or did they say, come on now, enough of this, out?
What had happened was, I'd been in a relationship, actually, with an Indian, and I'd been in Himachal and the north of India and the south of India, and I'd had my doggie with me. What happened was I needed to come out of the country, really, because I was illegal.
Yeah.
But I was trapped because I couldn't
Didn't
leave
have a passport.
My dog. I couldn't leave my dog.
Right, okay.
Seriously, what had happened was I had Lily.
Yeah.
I rescued her from the beach in Arambol, where the fishermen were going to kill her because she was jumping on their fishing nets.
Oh, no.
No, literally. She was jumping on their fishing nets and they were going to kill her.
Oh, man.
So monsoon was coming, and so I took Lily. And she was 6 months old, and unbeknown to me, she was pregnant, and she had five beautiful puppies. So I kept them for 5 months. I had five puppies in my house for 5 months.
Yeah.
And then I rehomed three of them to very good Indian homes.
Yeah.
And then Freddie and Lulu were the most gorgeous little creatures.
Oh.
I couldn't let them go. So.
Well, how did you get them to the UK? You didn't smuggle them in your suitcase, did you?
It took me so long. I tried to do it by myself. Firstly, the first thing you have to do when you bring your dogs from to a non-EU country is you have to get the passports.
Right.
So in order to get the passports, the first thing you have to do is vaccinate them against rabies and other things. You have to microchip them, and then you have to do the blood tests about rabies, which is very expensive.
Yeah.
And so you
good.
Have to...
I want it to be expensive. I don't want rabid Indian dogs coming over here stealing the work of our good British dogs.
No.
Although that Indian dog food is incredible.
So I had to do the rabies test, and then after the rabies test, you have to do the export papers. So actually, what happened was I tried to do it all myself, and I tried to do most of it myself to try and save the money.
Yeah.
And I ended up costing 10 grand.
Well, that's English grand.
Yes, my mother did it, paid. I couldn't come home otherwise. My mother had to pay for this, and I'm paying emotionally.
Oh, she's make. This is why you're out in the summer house. You're not allowed in the real house.
I'm in the summer house, mate.
Yeah.
Seriously, so,
Lucy,
with no eating.
Can I ask you a question, Lucy? I'm normally really, really good.
Hang on, I didn't tell you if you could.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Thank you. I'm normally really, and I appreciate the permission, I'm normally really, really good at working out ages, guessing ages. Yep. And I haven't
got... Can you work out my dog's ages? Go on.
Yeah, go on.
Your mother, Mummy Mouse.
Yeah, she's three.
She's three and a half.
Yeah, I know. I don't care about the dog.
No, you don't know.
I just said three.
So cocksure, aren't you?
I said three, and
no,
I was right.
Three and a half.
Listen, if you've got kids, you know that once they get past two, you don't do the months anymore, you do the years.
Children.
So, I cannot place your age. You're either 33 or you're 53, and I can't work out which one it is.
46.
Okay, right. You're a heavy smoker.
No, I quit smoking 6 weeks ago. I've been on the vape.
Oh, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. It actually feel like much of an achievement?
No, because you're still vaping. Get rid of the vape. Get rid of everything. You don't need that.
But actually, it is really good. And by the way, I've been to NA and AA and all of those things. I'm still drinking a little bit.
Yeah.
Nothing major at all. But
I'm getting that vibe off you.
I'm really, really happy to get off the cigarettes.
Yeah, good. The cigarettes are a tough one.
The main reason was that either my dogs eat chicken or I smoke cigarettes.
Oh, no. Listen, you're a very good human being in giving those dogs so much love, Lucy. How come we've never spoken before?
I've been too shy to speak to you before.
Oh, mate. Well...
And I love you, Ian. And I tell you something. Yeah. I think Kat is absolutely... fabulous.
I love that pause. I love that pause. Absolutely.
She's brilliant.
It could have gone either way.
She's brilliant. She is fabulous.
Oh.
I always worry when it's a big run up to an F that it's going to be absolutely awful.
So great,
Lucy.
So great,
Lucy. Don't tell her, but don't tell her. I agree with you, but don't ever tell her I said that. She's
wonderful.
The best.
She's really brilliant.
Hey, Lucy.
The best.
Listen, I've got to go to a break. I'm so glad you called us. Okay. You'll call us again because I want to know more. I want to know more about you. I think you sound absolutely delightful, and I'm really glad you made the call.
Thank you.
Take care, Lucy. Bye bye.
Love you too.
Bye. What a lovely lady. What a great story.
When I come back as a dog, I want to be Lucy's dog.
Yeah. Someone's just texted
like
in.
A king.
What a call. And she only called in to say hello. That's true, isn't it? What are you called in for? No, nothing. Just wanted to say hello. That was brilliant.
But often they're the best ones.
Yeah. This is it. This is if you think you've got nothing to say, dear listener, give us a call. We'll soon be the judge of that. What a story. Lived in India for 3.5 years illegally and was buying off the coppers. Oh, well done. Well done, Lucy. I enjoyed that. Please call again at some point. I look forward to our second call.
Mind you, you're right. Those coppers must have thought they'd hit the absolute jackpot. We know where she is. We can get £100 whenever we want.
100 quid every time we fancy. That's a lot of money. Thank you, Lucy. That was absolutely delightful. Enjoy your booze and your dogs in the summer house and take a blankie out there next time. Sandra, stay there. You'll be next. 03444991000. Now the show's starting to warm up a bit. Here we go. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
0344-499-1000. We were about to go to Sandra. Sandy! From Glasgow! But she's disappeared. Sandra, we're going to try and call you back. In the meantime, that means we have to go to our B phone call. So we had the A phone call with Sandra. I was looking forward to speaking to Sandra and hearing her insight and her wisdom. And you always got to have a B phone call lined up just in case the A drops off. Then you can go to the B, and it just creates a little bit of filler. And that's Barry from Watford.
I'm turning the other cheek.
I've seen all of your cheeks.
I know you.
I have. Do you remember? Do you remember that night? Go on, you tell Kath about that night. Go on.
Oh, we had a cheek night round at my house.
Yep.
So
yep.
We had a couple of blokes from the council brought some of my cheeks in.
Yep.
Through the porch in a wheelbarrow.
Yep.
And we counted them all up. What did we have? 37 in the end.
It would have been 38, but one of them, I'm convinced that one of them was not actually a cheek.
But the thing is, Barry, what's Margaret got to say about that kind of an evening? Is she in for that?
She got 46 cheeks, yeah.
They were beautiful.
And there was no doubt they were all
They awesome. Were beautiful, weren't they?
I thought one of them was a bit of a thigh because I saw a bit of hair on it, but I think they were cheeks.
It tasted delicious.
Oh, it was lovely.
Oh.
It was a lovely bit of garlic butter.
Oh, that wasn't garlic butter.
Well, whatever it
yes.
was, it was inedible.
What a night. I feel we really bonded that night. And I got to know Margaret better. I'd never really spoken to Margaret that much before that night, the cheek night.
Well, you popped a little note into one of her cheeks, didn't you?
I found
it later.
You did. I left a cheeky little note. You know, I left a deposit
you
as well,
did.
But that was I explained
tell
that.
What you said, the
well,
poem you wrote on me.
I wrote a poem.
Yeah, very lovely.
Roses are red,
yes,
violets are blue.
Yes,
Margaret, I'd like to give you a big kiss.
Yes, it didn't rhyme, did
no,
it?
No, right. Well, as you know, I've got a medical condition, Barry. I've got rhymenologia, which means I can't rhyme words.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
What you said before?
Yeah, the thing I said before, yeah.
Which I can't remember.
No, well, you weren't listening.
What we've got it on our wall, your poem. We've got all the little bits and the presents you bought us. We've done that lovely big meal. You bought a packet of minstrels. Not much, really.
You shut your face. You know exactly what I ordered. It was a Tuesday, and I ordered two for one Tuesday from Domino's, and you know I did. So you got two pieces for the price of one and a packet of minstrels.
Oh, well, it was lovely. Do you remember when I came round to your house and we had a lovely dinner and I wrote that poem to you?
I do remember that, and I've got that poem, and I hope you won't be offended. Yeah. I have that poem under my pillow, and every night after I've tugged myself and just before I'm about to sleep, I reach under the pillow and I read out the poem and just remind us what it says.
It goes, oh, God, you are one hell of an entity, but you weren't half crap on I'm a Celebrity. And wasn't that lovely?
It does. And I like that because it brings me down to earth.
To earth.
It makes me feel humble.
It brought you nearly as quickly. Well, it would have brought you down to earth if you hadn't been on a harness.
Yes, well, exactly.
And still,
so you know, the career is still going strong because my episode of The Chase that I filmed is going to be on soon.
Celebrity Chase.
I got paid thousands. To be on that, several thousands. I'm holding up the number of thousands I got paid for that, so thank you. And I'm holding up one hand. And
six fingers.
And tomorrow I'm filming a show with Lisa Tarbuck, Danny Baker and Susan Kalman, Flavour of the Month, on for Channel 5, and I'm getting paid a four-figure sum for that. So the career's going very, very well, Barry. I noticed your show seemed to have dried up significantly.
Well, I did the hit show, 30 episodes of Cheat, Cheat, Cheat with Mal Lipman.
That was about 2 years ago now. Was when Series 2 coming out?
It wasn't really. It was recently. I'm at 5 in the morning.
Yes, but it was made about 2 years ago. It was made.
It was really. But the point was, I've done a new show with Angela.
Well, hang on a second. Let's go back to the Cheap, Cheap, Cheap. So the second series isn't happening. I'm guessing you get a repeat fee for it, do you? Or did you get a buyout deal?
Buyout.
So it's irrelevant that it's on at 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so that's finished. Let's file that under flop. Tell us about this new thing with Angelos Epithemiou.
It's a new show.
What channel is it going to be on?
It's going to be on the Stage Channel. That's live.
A live show. Okay, another thing that you couldn't...
We play the Luton Bear Club.
Okay, lovely club, yeah. Yeah. When are you playing the Luton Bear Club?
We've done that.
Okay, well, they don't... Here's a tip. Here's a tip for the future, because I want you to do well.
Try to get it on the telly.
No, God, don't. I won't bother with that. Right. Don't bother plugging shows that have happened. Plug shows that people can go to.
Oh God, listen.
Hello.
Don't you dare turn me down.
I'm not turning. I won't turn you down. But can I just say, if anybody, what we'll do is we'll keep Barry on until I get bored. So until about 11:26, but we will take. If you want to phone up and speak to Barry, I will take calls straight to air for the next few minutes. 03, it's a full moon, Barry, by the way. 03444. You enjoy a full moon, though, don't you?
Oh, very much so. My Margaret, she's like a wild beast.
03444.
All her eyebrows sprout into monobrows, turns into a werewolf.
499-1000 is the telephone number. Call straight to air. You can phone up and you can ask Barry a question. You can tell him what you really think of him. Okay. So tell us about this live show you're doing with the brilliant and I would say too good for you.
Yeah, it's going places, isn't he?
Angelos, tell us about that show with him. Well, tell us about his bit in that show.
Okay, well, we do a show. It's called A Matter of Life and Death. But I don't want to talk about that now because I sense that you probably faded me out.
No, we're letting you do it. No, I'm letting you. Okay. You're so paranoid.
Good one is the 100 Club, and it's on the 13th of December in Oxford Street. I want to talk about it.
Barry?
Anyone hear that? Hello?
Yeah, they heard it. Go on, carry on.
I know you're right, you cheeky little devil.
Yeah. Oh, but Barry, question for you, Barry.
Oh,
Barry, question for you.
Hello
Barry.
Who am I speaking to?
My name's Tim.
Yes? What can I do?
Do you believe that the Earth is flat?
Do you believe that?
Not really, because if all the planets in the solar system are round, why is ours flat? That's the question to the flat earthers. How can our planet be flat when the rest are round?
I think you're absolutely
right.
Hang
on, you're confused. Sorry to step in. You're comparing apples with potatoes there, because you can still have a round, flat thing. Have you ever seen, dear caller, a thing called a record?
Yes.
What is it? Describe it to me. Two words.
Flat and round.
There we go. Thank you very much indeed.
Brilliant.
What a muppet. What an absolute pudding. Line two, you're through to Barry.
I love it.
It's David. We ain't Hello, spoken Dave. A while.
Hello, Dave. How's it going? All right?
I'm doing all right. I rang in about a year ago. I found the Elgin Marbles outside.
Where were they?
And I found them, and I tried to flog them. I used to work on the bins in Westminster. With my mate Dave, Dave and Sparky. I do remember a young maid called Berry.
Yes. Who
used to hang around the bins around Westminster. Was that you?
Yes, possibly.
What were you doing around the bins and listening to stuff?
Do you know, I haven't listened to this show for quite a while. It's not got any better, is it? Bloody hell.
So I was telling you, I found these marbles.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing the bins, and I found these marbles. And I thought they was the Elgin marbles because they were outside back in the palace.
But please.
And I didn't realise...
Yeah,
the actual
right.
Elgin marbles.
Yes.
These big things.
And the punchline is...
I want some money for them. I find out they may belong to Prince William.
Have we gone past 11:26 yet, Ian?
But I do remember on the bins...
All right.
Line
all
three, right. You're through to... Don't knock the quality of my callers. This show made you, mate.
I know.
Line three, you're on the wireless.
Can you tell Margaret to stop sexting me, please?
Oh, God, Bennett, that's my wife. Princely rules. Bloody heck. Oh dear.
Right, tell us about this show. I can't breathe. Tell us about this show at the 100 Club. And stop advertising me as being on it, because I'm not.
Will you come and be on it, please?
No, the last time I did your show, which was about 8 years ago, it was a bloody disaster. So no.
Well, you might have some more material this time.
I don't have material. I'm not a material kind of guy.
Why don't you come and do some of your muck? Come on. People will come and see you.
How much are you paying? It's called the 100 Club because every act gets £100.
That's correct.
Well, then give me £100.
If you come, I'll give you £100.
Okay, give me £100 first and then I'll come.
And will you, some of your fans come?
No, they're coming to see me. I'm doing plenty of live shows. I do not want to suggest any other live events for them to go to.
We don't want to dilute the brand,
no,
Barry. You understand that.
Well, hold on. Ian is going to be there the 13th
no,
of December. I'm paying him to be there.
I'm not coming. Give me £100 first.
Come.
And I'll give me £100
I
first.
Will. If I send you £100, will you announce tomorrow that you'll be on?
If you give me the £100, I'm there.
Right. We'll do it. You'll be there.
If you give me
£100 and everybody buy tickets. Ian Lee, live at the 100 Club, 13th of December with Barry. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Barry.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, he's going to do it, mate.
You're not doing it, are you?
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take the 100 quid and never speak to him again. 0344. It's made me laugh. 0344. 499-1000, this is Talk Radio.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams,
ooh,
and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.